In some parts of the world, monkeys are caught using a deceptively simple trap. A hole is drilled into a hollowed pumpkin, just large enough for a monkey's open hand to fit through. Inside, pieces of fruit or meat are placed as bait. The monkey reaches in, grasps the food, and forms a fist. At that moment, escape becomes impossible. The clenched fist is too large to pull back through the hole. Though the solution is simple, let go, the monkey refuses, remaining trapped by its own grip. This story has endured not because of its ingenuity, but because of its accuracy as a metaphor for human behavior. Like the monkey, people often become trapped not by external forces, but by what they refuse to release. Old attachments, outdated beliefs, identities that no longer serve us, and familiar patterns can quietly imprison us long after they have lost their value. One of the most powerful aspects of this metaphor is its emphasis on choice. The trap does not physically restrain the monkey. There are no bars or chains. Freedom is immediately available, yet inaccessible because of attachment. Similarly, many of the constraints people experience are self-reinforced. Fear of loss, pride, or the comfort of familiarity can keep individuals gripping tightly to ideas or possessions, even when those things are clearly causing harm. This dynamic appears frequently in personal growth. People cling to old versions of themselves, outdated goals, or beliefs formed under different circumstances. Careers, relationships, or identities that once provided meaning can become pumpkins, containers that once nourished us but now confine us. Letting go can feel like failure or betrayal of the past, even when holding on prevents progress. The metaphor also highlights the role of ego. The monkey's refusal to release the food mirrors the human tendency to equate possession with security. We often believe that letting go means losing something essential, when in reality, it may be the very act that restores freedom. Ego insists on control, even when control is illusory. In this sense, the trap is psychological rather than physical. Importantly, the pumpkin trap teaches that awareness alone is not always enough. The solution may be obvious to an observer, but not to the one inside the trap. This explains why advice, logic, or external pressure often fail to prompt change. Letting go requires not just understanding, but courage, the willingness to endure uncertainty and temporary discomfort in exchange for long-term freedom. In modern life, these traps take many forms: resentment held too long, fear-based narratives, rigid ideologies, or habits that once protected us but now limit us. The cost of holding on is often gradual and invisible, while the fear of release feels immediate and overwhelming. Ultimately, the pumpkin trap metaphor reminds us that freedom is sometimes closer than we think. The barrier is not the world outside, but the grip within. When we recognize that what we are holding is no longer worth the cost, letting go becomes an act of strength rather than loss. Like the monkey, we are often only one open hand away from freedom.